Hello and welcome to The Inside Dish, where we explore the culinary arts in and around the greater Lehigh Valley. I'm Shane McGee, your host this week for our gastronomic tour of our region's amazing food and entertainment scene. I'm happy to say I'm here today with Mike Salasky, who is the co-owner of Home Kitchen, which is a meal delivery service in the Lehigh Valley. Mike, welcome to The Inside Dish.
Hi, Shane. How are you?
I am great. Mike, the first key thing I want to make sure our listeners understand is that when we talk about Home Kitchen, it's actually spelled H-O-E-M.
That is correct. We were tossing around a lot of names for a while. Then Danny, my co-owner, he was taking our kids' initials. So I have Harper, we have an Olivia, we have an Ethan, and then we have an Emma. So we use the M from Emma. And then tossing around Home for a while, and Danny said to me, why don't we think of it like a poem with an H in the front? And I said, Home, that sounds beautiful. So we went with that.
The business startup, that was when?
2021.
2021. So 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, we've been going at it for 4 years now.
And what was the impetus to starting the business? Because you're both restaurant industry.
Right. I was with the Bethlehem Brewers for 20 years. Danny helped start Starters, and he was with Wegmans for 10 years. But it was the kids that got us away from it. The restaurant hours were long hours, especially on the weekends. We wanted to stay in the industry, but this worked for us a little bit better.
Yeah.
We can cook during the week, deliver during the week, and have off on the weekends and spend with the family.
Better work-life balance.
Yeah, absolutely.
So for folks that aren't familiar with a meal delivery service, can you just talk about how the model works?
So we cook on Mondays and Wednesdays. So that leaves us Monday, we'll cook everything, cool it overnight, package on Tuesday morning, along with doing our salads fresh on Tuesday morning. And then we're out for delivery probably about 10 to 11 a.m. and we deliver till 4. And then we do the same thing on Wednesday. We cook all day. So everything that you're getting is made the day before, the day prior.
Okay. And then from a listener's perspective, what they actually see delivered is a ready-to-eat meal, right? It's not,
absolutely,
if you think about like partial meal prep, it's not that much.
Correct, correct. Everything's fully prepared that you can heat in your microwave or throw in the oven to warm it up.
The menu that the listeners are choosing from, the menus are twice a week. They're put out a few weeks in advance.
Right.
And then that menu has multiple options, right? You'll have an entree option. You'll have a salad option.
Right. And then a lot of times there's an additional, like a soup or dumplings, quesadillas, something a little bit smaller.
Okay. So for people that have specific vegetarian or certain requirements, there'll be something in that mix usually that they can choose from.
Absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So why don't we talk about the delivery aspect of things a little bit? So you're covering the greater Lehigh Valley?
Correct. We have customers as far north as, say, Upper Nazareth. Then we come down through Easton, all the way Steel City, Hellertown, Coopersburg. I have Briningsville, Macungie. We cover the greater Lehigh Valley.
So for a new customer just trying it, how would they know whether they were within your delivery region? Would they put the order in and then if there was an issue, you would get back to them?
Right, right. As soon as they put their address in, it says that we wouldn't be able to, but to send an email to see if they're close to the delivery range that we can change things up a little bit.
Okay.
Get them in there.
So I think what we've seen the past several years is kind of a surge in these restaurant delivery services, third party, right, restaurant delivery services. So just from an economic standpoint, how does this service compare to, say, going out to dinner versus delivery from a restaurant?
Our meals are pretty much along the same lines. It's getting so expensive when you go out to dinner anymore. Our prices are reasonable. The portion sizes are a question I get asked a lot. I'm a 48-year-old man. I can eat one of these meals and it's perfect for me. My parents order and they split one.
Okay.
And that's perfect. And that's a compliment we get from a lot of people, is that the portion sizes are large.
So I think that's one of the questions folks will have is, are people ordering, say, for a dinner, or are they ordering for a lunch? What meal are they actually ordering for?
They order for dinner.
Okay.
But a lot of times when I get there, they'll heat it up right away and eat it and text me in like 20 minutes saying that was amazing.
So we talk about the customer base a little bit. Is there a regular customer that you see?
Most of our business is repeat customers. You know, we'll get a handful of new people every week, but most of our clients are every week.
And these folks are working from home or busy with kids?
Both. I see both. And that's why we started the business, is because we were getting so busy with our children and doing baseball after basketball after work, that instead of stopping by McDonald's and getting something to eat, we would make a meal that can be heated up in a couple minutes and have well-cooked food and then run off to your baseball games.
Is there any type of customer that you've seen that has been a surprise, maybe a type of person you weren't expecting?
What caught me by surprise is once in a while, there's been people reach out for a meal train. I've seen that a couple times where a bunch of friends will throw in and get a gift card for $100 to help ease some of the pain and suffering off of their friend going through a hard time.
Okay.
That's been really cool to see and kind of help out and take some pressure off people's shoulders. Mothers having the first child when they're so overwhelmed with life, and that couple home-cooked meals.
Right, as a gift from
from their friends. We have a lot of people that will order for their parents. So if they live out of town, they'll call up and order food for their parents for the week. That's a lot of our repeat business. And just peace of mind knowing that their parents are eating well, it means all the world to them.
Right, without the kids being physically here to be able to do it themselves. The other things people are interested in with these types of delivery services is the packaging. It's a detail that maybe a lot of folks don't think about, but the packaging, is it recyclable?
It is recyclable. It is reusable as well. Some of my customers, you know, clean them out, put them in the recycling bin, and that works fine. A lot of people just reuse them. I have a bunch of stuff in the cupboard that I just reuse and put other meals in.
So have you changed over the past 4 years? Have you changed the containers that you've been using, or has it been the same container?
It's been the same container. It heats really well and it reheats really well, but it's been the same container.
So also over the past 4 years, you've been through the cycles, right? The seasonal cycles, the holiday cycles. Have you seen some favorite meals or some favorite options over that time period?
Oh, yeah. In the summertime, we'll do poke bowls a lot. Those are huge. As soon as the fall rolls around and we start doing our beef stroganoffs, our chicken parmesan, those are huge sellers. Yeah, and that's been awesome.
In that time period, have you seen any changes in customers ordering or eating habits? You know, 2021, we were just coming out of COVID. Right? I think we've stabilized now over the past several years. Has anything changed that surprised you?
People just getting more comfortable with being at home. A lot of people left over from COVID that are working 3 days in the office. A lot of people being there to greet me when I get there. If people are at the office, they can always leave a cooler out for me. So when I'm dropping off, I have something to put it in. That works fine.
Yeah, I think that's an important aspect for people. They don't need to physically be home
right.
When you're delivering.
Yeah, that's correct. We can deliver it to their work. We've delivered to schools a bunch of times. But yeah, just leaving a cooler outside for us to drop the food into works perfectly well.
So an option would be almost like a catering for a small group, right?
Yeah.
Small business office, small
yep.
school.
Yeah, we've done that a bunch of times. We also do catering. We've been catering a lot for a bunch of clients. But it's school teachers especially. It's like getting a present at school.
Right.
When they get there, and everyone's, what's that? What's that? Yeah. The word of our business quickly spread.
It's been 4 years now. Do you have any new ideas that you're thinking about, broader delivery area, maybe new menu items that you're thinking through?
Oh, we're always thinking of new menu items. We're always trying to get something new out there. It's just our regular customers love all our stuff so much that, you know, we haven't seen the beef stroganoff for a while. We're like, oh, well, we're trying to do some new things, but people love it.
And then I'm assuming there's a seasonal holiday aspect of things.
Yeah, yeah. Our Christmas meals are coming out. We do stuff around for every holiday. Delivery schedules might change a little bit.
So those might be in addition to the normal Tuesday, Thursday cycle.
Right. Or if we have to, we'll just do a Wednesday delivery, depending on where the holiday hits.
So, Mike, I want to make sure we touch on the website and the social media details for our listeners.
HOEM. Kitchen.com, Instagram, Facebook. Try to throw pictures up there, what the new menus are. You could also sign up to get reminders. I text everybody and just be like, hey, time to get your orders in. For Tuesday's meal, we close out the menu on Sunday so that on Monday when we go get everything, we know how much to buy.
Right.
So everything, we have minimal waste. Tuesday's orders will close out on Sunday. Thursday's orders will close out on Tuesday.
The website, the hoemkitchen.com, that is the main site for people wanting to look at the menu,
yes.
Put their order in.
Yep. It'll have the menu up for the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
And you can credit card, pay there.
Do you have anyone, this is an interesting question, do you have anyone that pays in cash when you actually deliver?
Actually, I do.
You do? Okay. Yeah, that's a question I just thought of. Okay.
Yeah, surprisingly. And there's a handful of people that do.
Yeah, cash on delivery.
Yeah.
So, Mike, building on the delivery aspect of the business, is there a delivery fee, different delivery fees for people?
Actually, no. There's no delivery fee. There's no extra charges. Once you pay for your food, that's it.
So regardless of where the person is or how much they're ordering or how little they're ordering.
Doesn't matter.
There is no delivery fee.
There's no delivery fee.
Right, which is a different from the model that you see from a lot of third-party delivery services these days.
Right, right.
Where you get a lot of feedback from those situations.
Yeah. Yeah, the price that you see is the price you're going to pay.
And the actual delivery people are your business partners, your
employees. Right. So, yeah, I live in Fountain Hill, so I take everything this area to the south. My brother-in-law lives in Schnecksville, so he takes everything up there. I have two drivers that we hired that'll cover Easton and in that area, and then I have another guy that does Allentown, Browningsville, McCungie.
So it's
so we cover the valley.
Start to finish, cooking, delivery,
yep,
and eating.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Mike, thanks so much for joining us here today at WDIY.
It's so nice to talk to you, Shane. Thank you.
I am Shane McGee, and this is The Inside Dish.